You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Alexton and John Budden here, looking ahead to the Ballymore Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, taking an anti-post look at the race. And it's the race, Lord Budden, in which many people would think that their banker of the festival is running, and that is Sam Crow. 6-4 as we record this. Is Sam Crow a good thing?
I think he is one of the many good things that would appear to be on offer for the big festival. He's a really imposing sort, Alex, Sam Crow, and he seems to possess everything that is required to win a race of this quality. And he has acceleration. He can maintain a really good gallop throughout, and he doesn't look to be ground-dependent. Mm. Whether he is a tremendously value anti-post bet is perhaps open to question, but assuming that he goes for this race, and there's every prospect that that is going to be the case, he's the one they've definitely all got to beat.
The thing is, though, he's gone off odds on every single outing so far. 5 runs, 5 wins. There'll be people looking at the 6-4 and going, well, hang on, that could be it. It's the biggest price he's ever gone off by a distance. And I just wonder, although he's looked like an absolute machine so far, but he has done, what's he beaten? There's not a great deal of substance to bits of his form.
No, I see what you're getting at, Alex. That's absolutely correct. But it is the sort of style with which he has finished off his races and has dealt with the opposition. Perhaps modest, but made to look even more modest. And I feel myself that this is a horse of real potential. And 6-4 is a fair price on the grounds that he clearly is extremely well fancied to take this race. But as at the same time you pointed out correctly, he hasn't actually beaten anything of real quality.
Yeah.
But I do think it's the style. What have we against? Well, we've got a number of Irish possibilities. Next Destination for one. I rather like Next Destination because he seems to me to have the right attitude for the game. The trouble with Next Destination, as far as my uneducated mind would suggest, is that he's a horse who's got to be held up. And this is a tactic that can be very difficult at Cheltenham at the top level. But were Next Destination to arrive with momentum running up the hill, he could easily get into the, certainly into the frame, and perhaps give the favourite a certain amount to do. There are other horses in the contest, of course, which, you know, not meant to run. I mean, I've fallen in love with a horse called Get a Bird from the very start of his career. We reckon that Get a Bird's probably going to go for the Supreme. Mm. So I think that is the case. What about the British Challenge? A bit thin, one feels, but...
It would appear so, wouldn't it? And the thing is, for all that I started this piece by trying to pick holes in Sam Crow, I just keep going back to the favourite and deciding that 6-4 actually may not be that bad after all, you know.
Well, I agree with you, Alex.
It's one of those things that I really want to find something to go against it with, but I think this time, right now at least, on the face of it, opposition does look pretty thin on the ground. With a lot of opposition in the anti-post markets, they're in there, but they're unlikely to run there. As you mentioned, with Get a Bird.
That is correct, with Get a Bird. But Nicky Henderson's probably got two horses who just conceivably will stay their ground until the five-day stage anyhow. On the blind side, has got to have a decent chance. Is a good workmanlike horse, in my view. Very consistent and is likely to run his race. I'm not so certain about Santini. I have that feeling that if he goes to Cheltenham, he's more likely to go for the Albert Bartlett.
Mm. Okay. Most likely winner then for you, Lord Budden, in the Ballymore.
is definitely Sam Crowe. I should be a bit thinner, and my wallet certainly will be if he doesn't win.
William Hill's Non-Runner Insurance returns for the Cheltenham Festival 2018. If your anti-post fancy misses the festival, then you'll get your money back in cash. Any runner, any race, and to any stake, you're covered with Non-Runner Insurance here at William Hill, and we'll get your money back if your horse doesn't run at the festival. Terms and conditions apply. Available only on bets placed after 8 a.m. on January the 6th.
Well, continuing our look ahead to some of the Cheltenham Festival anti-post markets here at William Hill on the back of Trials Day at Cheltenham. The Ballymore Novices Hurdle, we of course saw Santini win at Cheltenham, returning 4-1 in that Ballymore Classic. Novices Hurdle beat Black Op and Aye Aye Charlie, 4-1, 8-1 and 16-1 the SPs on the day. Three quarters of a length, the margin of victory, and we saw a bit of reaction to that in the betting as well, with Santini now in the betting at 12-1 for the Albert Bartlett, and more importantly for this piece, 14-1 for the Ballymore. And Black Op, the horse that finished second there, is 20-1. So I suppose first question with regards to those two, Stephen, should there be quite so much between them in the betting?
Probably not particularly, Mark, no. But Santini, for me, the performance of him was all about stamina. Now, the indications have been from Nicky Henderson that he's inclined not to run the horse at Cheltenham at the moment, Santini. At the festival, but if he does, I think he'd probably line up in the Albert Bartlett, because it was the old cliche that the better he went, the further he went, the better he went, and I think the Albert Bartlett would be the right race for him. Black Op, I think they've sort of brought everything together. He was really eye-catching last year in his bumpers. He was beaten when well fancied for the Aintree bumper, beaten on his hurdling debut, and you just wondered if that first win was a bit of a flash in the pan, but he got it together at Doncaster with a good win. Just touched off here, there were 29 lengths clear of the third. Fall that I think maybe one or two in behind didn't really handle the conditions, but he stayed on well, and he stuck on gamely, and now he's got a bit of course experience, albeit the new course, but he's been to Cheltenham now, and they've seemed to have found the key to him. It was a career best from Black Op in second place as well. Those further in behind, when you look down the order, and Mulcahy's Hill, who was sent off favourite, I mean, he's in the end has been beaten 33 lengths, Slate House 35 lengths, Tickenbar 50 lengths. And all three of those horses we know are better than that. They've shown better form than that as well. Slate House travelled really well and then weakened quite tamely. Tickenbar was too keen. And Mulcahy's Hill just was quite flat, really. So whether the race maybe fell apart with one or two of the protagonists not handling conditions or not running their best, I think will be borne out in the future. But as things stand, I wouldn't give up on those I've just mentioned that were well beaten entirely. But as things stand, Black Op would be the one that I'd be interested to see it back at Cheltenham in the Ballymore, because that was a career best from him.
He's 20-1 for the Ballymore, as we mentioned. So those kind of still double-figure prices didn't have all that much of a shake-up towards the top end of the betting. Sam Crowe, the favourite, at 6-4 at the moment. On the blind side, 5-1. Get a Bird is 7s with Next Destination. Then we got 14, Santini, and bigger prices for the remainder. If you back Sam Crowe, did you see anything at the weekend to worry you?
No, not at all. No, not in the slightest, really. And obviously, he, I think, is also due to be running again in the next couple of weeks in the build-up to Cheltenham, which will be fascinating because, obviously, we haven't seen him now since November. I mean, but on the blind side, he was really impressive at Sandown last time out as well, and he seems to be getting things together as well. He's got form over the course and distance of the Ballymore as well. Sam Crowe is mostly, I think, priced on reputation, because on the blind side's form is just as good at this moment in time, but obviously people have been raving about Sam Crowe, about Gold Cup and all this in years to come, but he's going to have his sternest test to date so far when it comes to Cheltenham, and it'll be interesting to see how he pans out. I couldn't back him at the moment though at that price.
At 6-4, yeah. I mean, he does look very special, but I feel like I've missed the boat already with Sam Crowe at that kind of price. Anything at big prices or anything else in the race that you could give a mention to here?
At the moment, no, because it hasn't really taken much of a shape, and especially with this race now and the Albert Bartlett, there's decisions. If Sam Crowe hacks up in Ireland next week, then people might think, well, we'll chance the Albert Bartlett, or we'll chance the Supreme if they've got a speedier type to try and avoid him. And therefore, I think we'll get much of an idea probably next week if Sam Crowe does win. But I wouldn't put anybody off if they fancied on the blind side backing him, because in terms of literal form, he hasn't got a great deal to find with Sam Crowe at all, if anything.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Stephen. That's Stephen Powell looking at the betting for us for the Ballymore Novices Hurdle. We're only weeks away from the Cheltenham Festival now. We'll be having more of these kind of previews as well, and you can check them out at audioboom.com. Click on the Cheltenham Festival playlist there, and we'll keep you up to date with all the movements in the market before we get to that big week in March.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.